Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And even though it is the third Sunday of the month, it's technically the second Sunday of the month because it is Healing Sunday with Dr. Nils Rasmussen is here, healingministryforanimals.com. Linda Rasmussen is here, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And we got open phone lines. And the whole point of the show today is for you guys to be calling in so that Dr. Nils can work on your animal friends and do tune-ups with them. And Linda can work on you human animals. But you got to pick up your phone and call us. And local number. 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So we would love to hear from you. Pick up your phones. And let's see, as promised, it was closing out the last hour. And Nathan let me know that some kind of raccoon business going on in your world, Nathan. So what's up with
most
the raccoons?
Definitely. Well, let's start off by saying that we've been noticing something weird with Abby's water dish that we leave out in the backyard for when we let her go out and roam around during the day.
And Abby's your border collie.
Yeah, our border collie. And every once in a while, we wake up and check the water dish as we're bringing her outside. And notice it's a little bit dark in color, and then there's some little scraps of, you know, leftover food laying around. It's like, that's kind of
weird.
Strange. What's getting there? Well, anyway, one morning, this is when it really started escalating. My mom was going to work, and she told me that she had never been happier to go to work in the morning, especially with this heat that's going on. What we do is, since the garage door or the garage itself with the cars in there can generate a lot of heat, we try to let a little bit of that heat escape by cracking open the garage door maybe about 6 inches or so. She was headed out to work one day morning. And she heard like a little like rustling going on and noticed that it
in the garage.
Yeah,
or?
She heard some noises in the garage and it smelled a little bit like something. So she was like, okay, that's weird. Is there like a rat or something that made it in here? Well, she looked over around the kind of close to where we keep Abby's dry dog food in the garage, and there was a raccoon.
Ooh.
In our garage that managed to little shimmy its way into our garage. So, you know, my mom immediately started making a presence that would cause the raccoon. One moment while I put a phone caller on hold real quick. That's one of the downsides of being here and a Stacy. Oh, right. So we'll continue the story in just a second.
All right, so time out, and just be, you know, because Stacy is at home painting her bathroom, she's not there to answer calls. So Nathan not only has to keep us on the air and all that good stuff, but he also has to answer the phone. But that's actually a good sign. We love it that you interrupted and called in, because that's the whole point of the show. So hopefully that means Dr. Nils and Linda will have something to do here very shortly. So everybody's excited. Listener, whoever you are, hold on. We want to talk to you. But anyway, we got to find out. So your mom is leaving for work early. You had left the garage door cracked, you know, because for ventilation in the hot weather. She heard some noise around the food storage area. And lo and behold, there's a raccoon. So pick up your story.
So she takes the, you know, big presents and to scare the raccoon away, which was successful, you know, open the garage, let it out, close the garage door after she had left, and made sure that the raccoon did not go back in as she was leaving. But anyway,
had the raccoon been successful and gotten into any of the food yet when she found it, or was it still trying?
No, as far as we know, the garage is totally intact, so it must have just recently gotten into the garage or was, you know, looking around to see what was there. And we talked with our neighbors who live across the street, and they said, yeah, we've been noticing weird things because they have a cat, and we keep a outdoor, you know, food and water dish for the cat, and they noticed that, yeah, there's been weird things going around, seeing like little food scraps and darker colored water, and they know that raccoons like to dip their food into the water, so
they like to wash their stuff. Yeah.
So they noticed something too. Well, just the other day, my mom and Abby were out talking with our neighbors in our front driveway, and Abby was on a leash and far enough where she could get to the front of the garage from the side. And as they're talking away, suddenly Abby starts barking, you know, kind of like a territorial bark, like, rah, 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 like that, you know? And, my mom's like, what are you barking at? Well, do you know there's a raccoon just walking around the corner getting ready to enter into the garage? And Abby scared the raccoon away, but it's like, we got a raccoon that's finding places in our neighborhood to wash its food. Because what happens, what we believe, is normally when it's not dry, we have this creek that runs through our green belt. And we have a lot of raccoons back there. So that's what they're normally using as their water source to wash their food.
That's dried up right now?
Yeah, that's dried up right now. So we believe that this raccoon is searching for other water sources to wash its food. And that's why it keeps coming up into our neighborhood and taking advantage of those outdoor water dishes that are normally left outside for people's cats or dogs or any other animal.
Right. And you know, the big thing to remember about raccoons is you know, it's not a good idea to feed them because they get used to that, and so if you're, you know, wanting the, you know, to deter them from coming around, the big news is, you know, just don't feed them. And remember, you know, with all animals, the strongest way of strengthening animal behavior is a random food reward. So even if they don't get much, you know, except every once in a while, there's something there. Well, it's always worth coming back to your place and checking, because it might be that time they find something. So, You know, not feeding is a good idea. Like your neighbors, you know, ought to pull in the cat food from outside and all that sort of stuff. And I think that there may be spray on deterrents that you can get. I know I get a spray on deterrent that I spray my roses and fuchsias and stuff that keep deer and rabbit away from them. I'm wondering if there's a spray like that that works for raccoons. But then the other old trick would be, Nathan, because it seems like that raccoon had, you know, had enough time in your garage to figure out that there's food there. So it came back. May not have gotten any yet, but it figured out it's there. One of the tricks over the years that I picked up, and the way we've all used it was a way to keep cats from using people's garden areas as litter boxes. Because you dig up the dirt and you do nice planting stuff. Well, you know, cats come by and say, "Oh, well, this is a nice bathroom. I can dig in it." And a lot of people don't like that. So the trick that I used was getting a bunch of mothballs and then making mothball packets. You take a Ziploc bag and punch holes in it, and then you put mothballs in it and zip it up. And that's so you keep the mothballs contained and that nobody can run off with them. And then what we would do is put a packet of mothballs at the edge of the garden up and put it down and then tack it down or something so it can't be carried off. And you put a mothball packet about every 2 feet around the border of the garden. Well, cats don't, they don't like, animals don't like the smell of mothballs, and it keeps the cats out. Well, it's really, really works. And I can't tell you how many listeners over the years picked that up, have used it, and then let us know how great it worked. I'm betting maybe you could do the same kind of thing, Nathan, is make some mothball packets to put them, at your garage floor by the door. So that if the raccoon comes to the bottom of the door, might get the whiff of the mothballs or something. But that might be a way to detour. But the other thing is you could check and see, because these deer and rabbit repellents that I use work really well. And but I don't know if the if anybody makes one for raccoons.
Well, in this situation, we'll, especially with the weather starting to get cooler now, we'll probably just end up closing the garage door because, I mean, we don't want to risk having that not work and a raccoon coming in and wreaking
Oh,
havoc
yeah.
on the garage.
But I'm thinking though, they'll come back and check. So even if the garage is closed, they'll probably sometimes come back and sniff the ground, the bottom of the door.
Oh, yeah.
So you could have mothball packets there so that when he comes back to check, he smells mothballs, not the normal smell he was smelling. That's what I was thinking.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that's something we can do.
All right. If anybody else has any suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. And of course, phone lines are open for remote treatments with Dr. Nils Rasmussen's here, Linda Rasmussen's here. We'd love to hear from you, and your opportunity for calling's coming right up because we're going to take care of advertisers, and that's a perfect time for Nathan to get your calls ready. So if you're going to call in, please pick up your phones now, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Caller, who's ever holding, you'll be first. And anybody else, give us a call. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Bringing good vibes to the Puget Sound and the world. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are getting rolling here on the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, and it's N-U-P, as in PeterROSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamins, they call them NuPro Nuggets, and the dog supplement, it's powder you put in the food, and it makes a wonderful gravy and gets picky eaters to eat, and boy, it is fabulous for skin and hair coat, and helps keep your, shedding breeds, keeps the hair on them rather than all over your house for when you brush it off or bathe it off. So check them out. NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. And our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available. Whispering Dragon Center is now in her home and Shoreline. Great access, great parking. And what a blessing to be in the healing room with the gongs and the forks and Accutonic forks. And oh, and Linda, Jude got a new gong.
I know.
Oh, have you been in with the new gong? Oh, gosh. I experienced it Friday for the first time. And whoo, knock your socks off. It's a really powerful one. It's Hygieia is the energy of the gong. And it's very powerful. Anyway, if you have a chance, what a gift to give to yourself to work with Jude in person. She can work with you in person or remotely. Because with energetic medicine, of course, remember, there's no issue with distance. It's just like Linda and Dr. Nels can work remotely with you. And speaking of that, I think it is probably time for us to get to the phones. And if you would like free remote treatments for yourself and or your animal friends, and we still have plenty of time in the show, so we can do all of you. All you got to do is pick up your phone, 425-373-5527, toll free 888-298-5569. And we're going to start today heading up to Marysville. And Johnny, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen.
Hi, Martha, and Nels and Linda. My question is this. My wife and I can't agree what to do with peaches. I think we should bring her to the vet. My wife says stress and allergies.
And all right, well, let's see. Let's, Johnny, before you tell us more.
She's fine, and then later on she'll cough, and she won't cough. She won't stop. Okay. So that kind of alerts me.
All right, Johnny, what kind of dog is Peaches?
She's kind of like a little Jack Russell with a little poodle in her. She's kind of like, he still has the Jack Russell markings on her, but still has like a curly hair like what a poodle would have.
Okay, and how old is Peaches?
Oh, she's got probably close to 15, 14 years old.
Okay, so she's an elderly girl.
Yeah, and I got her from Humane Society in Bellevue.
Yeah, okay.
I think she was under a lot of trauma. And you said to me before, you don't know where her background is, and I don't know either. But I remember when he first got her, she used to do a lot of sneezing and the allergy thing, and we gave her better food, and it seemed to help.
But, okay. Dr. Nils is already tuned.
Last year.
Okay. Well, Dr. Nils is already tuned in to Peaches, and he's working on her. But that's just my information and others. Let's see. You said it's an intermittent coughing that you're concerned about, right?
Yeah, and when she coughs, it doesn't stop for quite a while.
How long has this been happening?
Close to a year.
Okay, and how frequently would you say that it happens?
Pardon me?
How often does it happen?
Oh, probably 8-9 times a day.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah,
Nathan, did you raise a hand? I think Nathan wants to say.
I was just wondering if in the coughing, was there some sort of like a wheezing or shortness of breath?
No.
Okay.
He runs around like a young dog, so it's just for the coughing thing.
Yeah, we once had a dog around that age that had laryngeal paralysis, and it doesn't sound like that.
Well, and that's not usually a cough that happens because of that. That's usually a reverse sneeze thing.
Oh, is that right?
Well, I'm asking Nathan because that laryngeal is usually a reverse sneeze that they get rather than a cough. But a cough, Johnny, you know, most of the time with dogs, and Dr. Nils, let's see if you agree, most of the time with dogs, allergy symptoms are going to manifest more in a sneezing sort of thing. Coughing isn't usually something you would necessarily equate with you know, like an allergy reaction with dogs, although it could be. But the other thing, you know, coughing could be indicative of an underlying heart condition of some kind.
I was thinking of heartworm or a kennel cough or something like that.
Well, heartworm, we don't have heartworm here.
Yeah, because we're up north, yeah.
Right. We don't have heartworm around here, so I wouldn't worry about that.
Okay.
Kennel cough, something like that, that's like a cold with kids. You know, you go to the boarding kennels or kids go to school, you know, you might come home with a kennel cough. But that would be something that would manifest more as a cold or a little disease, and it wouldn't go on intermittently for a year.
Okay.
So the fact that she's 14 or 15 years old and that she hasn't had this cough her whole life.
No.
It's only been going on for the last year.
Yeah.
And when it does happen, though, you say she goes on quite a while.
Yeah.
And it's happening 9 or 10 times a day.
Yeah, she'll cough, and then I can hear it kind of clear out.
Right. Now, we can find out from Nils.
It won't be as loud. So
yeah. We can find out. We can find out from Dr.
About heartworms because of the fact, I don't know the background of the dog. She might have came from, you know, southern U.S. or something.
How long have you had Peaches?
Right away, correct, if she had heartworms?
Yeah, well, how long have you had her?
Oh, about maybe close to 10 years.
Oh, yeah. So heartworms, not the problem.
Okay, all right.
But it could be, you know, old age and heart stuff.
Okay.
And we'll find out from Dr. Nils because he's still working on her, so she apparently needed some work going on. We'll find out what he's getting.
You know, but the other quandary I have is this. I know a long time ago you didn't have to worry about what vet you went to. And nowadays, because a lot of them are being taken over by private equity, that gives me concern where I'm going to bring my dog to.
Yeah, well, there are the corporate veterinary hospitals around. There are still a lot of private, you know, veterinarians that aren't involved in the corporate world. I tend to agree with you. I go to my private vet. But the other issues with veterinarians, if you don't already have a relationship with an established veterinarian, the state of the industry is not in great shape. And especially and many are understaffed. A lot of hospitals aren't taking new patients, so you have to hopefully find one that is.
Yeah. But well, how do you research that? Because
without knowing anything else, Johnny, you know, not having yet checked with Dr. Nels, but hearing your story and what you told me, if she were mine, I would be taking her in for an exam with the vet.
Okay.
So that they could listen to the heart and lungs and could find out, you know, because it might be something that's treatable. There might be something you could do that would be helpful. But on the other hand, let's see, Dr. Nels, you continue to work on Peaches. She must have a lot going on, huh?
She had a lot going on.
Okay, what can you share with us so far?
Her nerve system was let's just call it overloaded and unbalanced. And
okay.
So I'm putting the energetics back together here. And it's the kind of thing that, you know, you might notice something even tomorrow because things were so screwed up.
Okay.
We're getting a much better, her system would be functioning at a higher efficiency. So it'd be very interesting to see if there's some kind of change in her demeanor or cough or any of that.
Well, she's not coughing now.
Right. Well, that's good.
Awesome. Yeah. Boy, works fast, doesn't it?
Now, Johnny?
Yeah.
With what Dr. Nels said, that's probably the best news you could get. If he had tuned into Peaches and said, oh, there's not much to do, she's in pretty good balance, well, means there's not much he can do. But the fact that he says, oh boy, she's really out of balance, there's a lot that I can do, that's really good news, because this work could in fact make her feel a lot better and a lot of things may shift. So certainly we can see how Peaches responds to this treatment. And especially if you can't get into, you know, a private vet in your area in a timely way, you can always contact Dr. Nels off the air,
right,
and he could continue to work with you and Peaches. Okay. Now, at this point, what we normally do is have Linda do a little session with you, Johnny. Are you open to having a session with Linda?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, I'm turning you over to Linda. Linda, you're in charge of Johnny now.
Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning.
So I'm going to ask you just to think about a blue sky, just relaxing and picturing a blue sky. And then I'm going to have you bring a person into your thoughts. So let go of that blue sky, and you're just going to focus now on a person that you've been thinking about a lot. And whoever that person is, just bring them into your mind. And if there's more than one, just pick one.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have you just release that person from your mind and focus on the word grief.
Grief.
Grief. Grief and the number two. And I'm going to have you close your eyes and look up and to the left. So just rolling your eyes upward. Your eyes are closed. Roll them up and to the left. And take a nice deep breath into the belly. And hold your breath in, thinking grief too.
All right, Johnny, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the left. You've taken in a deep breath, and you're going to hold that breath as long as you comfortably can, releasing it and replacing it whenever you need to, thinking grief two. Grief two.
Perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally, Johnny. And with your eyes open, you're just going to let your head tip forward and look down toward the ground. And then let your head come all the way up in a nice, comfortable position. And then bring that person back into your thoughts, whoever you were thinking about a minute ago. And that is complete. So I'm going to have you just keep thinking about them just for a bit. And then go ahead and set that person aside. I'm going to have you think this affirmation. This will help you. You're going to think, I am reliable. I am reliable. And you're just going to feel how good it feels to know that about yourself. I am reliable. Okay?
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's your affirmation, Johnny. And Linda, how should he use this affirmation?
The best way to use the affirmation is today, tomorrow, and the next day to think this affirmation. And if you feel like it, say it out loud, but at least to think it at least three times, one after the other. And then just throughout the day, just take a little pause, place your awareness on yourself, and just think, I am reliable. And notice how good you feel about being reliable.
Wonderful. All right. So you got that, Johnny?
Yeah.
All righty. So, Dr. Nils, you finished up with Peaches. What's your overall?
Okay. Well, yeah, she really needed a lot of energetic rebalancing. And I'm not in any way discouraging Johnny from taking her to a vet, because my background was as a chiropractor. Now I'm an energy worker. And I don't do diagnosis. So
right.
I know what things might be wrong, especially based on this conversation you were having. But yeah, I'm just here to repair the energetics and allow the body to do what it can do healing wise.
Right.
And so you still may want to schedule that vet appointment and see if there's something important that can be handled with the veterinary care.
Yeah, I think, with Johnny, when you have a dog that's, reached the top end of their lifespan, 14 to 15 years, you're up there.
Yeah.
That's when, they don't need to be vaccinated anymore. And there's a lot of stuff they don't need. But a good annual wellness check, just to see how they're doing, what's going on, because there's a lot of support for different things. And then if you rule out that there isn't really anything going on, needs to be treated, well, then the best thing you can possibly do is continue some work with Dr. Nils. On the other hand, Dr. Nils, I know you've had a lot of patients, that older dogs, and a lot of them with coughing issues and all that sort of stuff. And they seem like, they're ready to check out anytime, and you tune them up and they get a little rejuvenated and go on for a while. And then owner thinks it's over and you treat them again and they rise again. So a lot of times this neuroenergetic balancing can be just what they need and can help them feel a lot better and keep them going for a long time. Yeah. So Johnny, you'll have to decide. I just think it makes logical good sense for Peaches at her age, with this going on and that she hasn't been to a vet for quite a while, it would be a good idea to have a vet check. Okay.
Well, my other dog lived to be 18 years old, and she was really relaxed. I mean, it just nothing bothered her.
Well, you must be doing something right, Johnny. If your first one lived to 18, that's great.
Yeah.
So let's see, how Peaches does with the tune-up from Dr. Nils. You know how to reach Dr. Nils through his website, right? HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. Mm-hmm. Yep. So you can check in with Dr. Nils off the air if you think you need to do more work there. You'll have to decide about the vet visit and how soon you could get her in. But then I want you to check back with us the second Sunday of August.
Yeah.
Okay, because that'll be the next time that Dr. Nils and Linda are here. So let's have you catch us up with a report.
Okay.
And check back in for another tune-up the second week of August, okay?
Okay. All right, Martha.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Johnny.
Okay,
have a good afternoon. No, God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Well, I have to say, the weather totally, my sun all went away. The clouds are darker here. It even looks, okay, now Nathan flashed me a picture of what it looks like down in Factoria. It's even darker than that up here, Nathan.
That marine air just doesn't want to go away this morning, it seems.
No, and if I just looking out at the outside, what it looks like to me now, It looks like it might rain. So did you say there's a possibility
no.
of a little rain?
No, it just nothing? Looks like it because of all that heavy, misty marine air. But okay. no
yeah,
chances of rain I'm looking at, so it's going to stay dry. Kind of a weird, fooling around day.
Yeah, but I would, looking out, I would swear it was getting ready to rain.
Maybe but up in the, your area, but, yes, but let me see
air
what's going on there.
Air is totally calm.
So you are right. I clicked on the Monroe area, and it says a slight chance of rain between 3 and 4 p.m., but down here in the Seattle area, it's not showing any indication of that.
Yep. Look at that. On mine, for my weather app, I just pulled up in Monroe. It actually at 1 p.m. has some raindrops. So that's what it looks like outside my window. We'll see if that actually manifests. And for me, I would, because one of the things on my list, on my Sunday afternoon chores list, is I got to water my Primadalis. But if it were to rain, I wouldn't have to do that. So I'd be okay with that. I think we need a little rain to clean out the air and stuff. We've been too long without rain. And I know when I look out the window and see clouds and say, oh, I'm so glad to not see sunshine. My goodness, we've been too long without rain. I am a true Northwesterner. And anyway, I think we still have open phone lines, Nathan?
They are completely open.
Well, I wonder, it's possible that maybe some of our folks just don't know it's Healing Sunday here on Animal World. We need to spread the word. And if you're out there sitting and not picking up your phone, well, pick up your phone. We need something to do. Okay. Local number 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. Toll free 888-298-5569, and to stay right where you are, because we're taking care of advertisers. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
I'm Sue Rose Minahan, inviting you to tune in and join me on Talk Cosmos Sunday, July 21st at 1 p.m. Pacific Time for U.S. 24 Elections. An astrological perspective with Michael Barham, Justin Elsie, and John Chinworth and me about the Republican convention inspired from April's USA Chiron return claiming identity. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos, Sunday, July 21st at 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
You found us. Maybe you've been guided to listen. Alternative Talk 1150.
Heyo, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. She is our best practitioner, bioenergetic synchronization technique, and energy codes gal. And Linda, you work with the human animals, and you actually have an office here in the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery. So folks can work with you in person at your office. Or you also work remotely, you know, on the phone or Zoom or any of that sort of thing. And your website, if folks, if you want to check out Linda, it's verticalenergyworldwide.com. And then you continue to offer a free introductory session, right, for anybody.
You bet.
Working with you on the radio doesn't count. Being a client. So you can call in and get a free remote treatment with Linda here today on the air. And then you can call her after the show and arrange a free introductory session, either in person or remotely. And that applies to everybody. So how great is that? Take advantage of it. If you are interested in that free introductory session, all you have to do is call or text Linda at the number I'm going to give you. So the number you call for your free session or text, 206-841-1992. Now, don't call her now. She's on the radio, but you could text her or you can wait till after the show. But Linda's number is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. All righty. So, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. And you can, if you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And of course, you know, I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer. I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dogs and solve problems. And I usually only have to see you once, get everything straightened out very fast, and I give you free phone follow-up privileges once I've seen you. And I always do a free telephone evaluation, so please write my phone number down and give it to anybody you know who's got problems with their dogs. Tell them to call me, Aunt Martha. I'll talk to you for free. My number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then, Nathan, I think we're ready to go back to the phones, right? And
We're going to actually go a little bit out of order of what I'm giving you here. We are going to take a call from Monica, who's calling us from Mount Shasta, California. And I guess there's a cat that's kind of found her house and wants to know what's going on and what to do with the cat. So let's bring on Monica. You are now live with Nels, Linda, and Martha on Animal World.
Hey, Monica.
Hello. Hi.
Welcome back to Animal World. I don't think we've talked to you for a while.
Yeah, not for a little while.
So we have to have a weather report. What's happening in Mount Shasta?
Oh, it's terrifically hot. You know, it's been it's been like 110 and 105.
Yikes! Yeah. Yikes! You've got Dr. Nels is in Idaho, and you've got him beat. Oh my goodness! Are you surviving that kind of heat? Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, like I got my paddleboard out. I'm getting ready to go off to a lake.
Oh, that sounds nice. Now, Mount Shasta area, is it a dry heat or a humid heat?
It's very dry.
Very dry. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So now that you've caught us up on that, tell us what we can help you with.
Okay. So I have an indoor kitty, so I'm not calling about her.
Okay.
I have an outdoor kitty who, you know, appeared a year ago, and, you know, maybe she has another home, I don't know, but like all winter, she slept in the garage, and she loves to come and go.
Do you have a name that you call her?
Yeah, her name is Lucy.
Lucy, and what this is to get Dr. Nils a connection so he can tune into her. What does she look like?
She is a calico tortoise shell style cat.
Calico tortie. Okay.
She looks very small, but I know she's, you know, I met her a year ago last summer. She came, and she was hanging out with another neighborhood cat here. The other cat's gone, but she's been here. You know, but she runs off, you know, during the day and is busy. And then we'll show up, very, very friendly, sits on my lap and, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's like comes completely trained, so to speak. But when I let her in the house, which I like to bring her in, and she kind of, they play together, me, my inside cat and her. But only briefly, and then, you know, she just, she'll meow, 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 walking down the halls, you know, and she, it's not like she's a mother cat. She doesn't have anything going on with, you know, that you
right.
can tell.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, well, I wonder what is going on. Why does she choose to, you know, lead the wildlife outside? And what is she so nervous about when she comes inside? Or, you know, I thought maybe she could do a have a reset. Or something.
Yeah, Dr. Nils has made a connection with Lucy. Dr. Nils, what are you picking up with her?
Yeah, she does need a reset, and it's right along the lines of the what I think of as the standard fight or flight reset.
Okay.
Is what I'm doing here. And, you know, cats are very interesting. And so, it, you know, she comes in. I think a lot of times cats use, I don't know if I want to call it echolocation. They like to fill a new place with their voice. I don't know if you've noticed that, but a lot of cats I have seen, when they go into a new place, they like to meow their way around the house to fill it with their voice and hear what it sounds like coming back to them. It's kind of like echolocation. And that's kind of my perception of what cats do is they... It's, you know, way better than urinating on something to claim it. They can just kind of fill it with their voice vibrations. And that's what it feels like she's doing to me.
Mm-hmm. Because outside, she's not so vocal.
Uh-huh.
You know, she'll meow, hi, and then just sit with me, walk around as I garden. She hangs out in the garden with me. But she doesn't vocalize so much. It's just in the house. It's like all quite a bit nonstop.
Yeah.
Now, when you do let her in, is do you leave like a door open or something so that she can? Yeah, because maybe now. How long? I think you said that Lucy's been doing this for about a year.
Yes,
how old
around.
A cat? How old a cat do you think she is?
I don't think she's very old because a year ago she looked like a teenager, but she had already, she's like her ears clipped. So she had been fixed. And then,
Well, if her ears clipped, then that would mean that she was a feral or, you know, a wild, you know, roaming cat that was like trapped, neuter, release, caught, spayed or neutered, and then had the ear ticked.
But there's so no, you know, like you can pick her up and walk around with her. She's very docile.
Yeah, so
she doesn't behave like, you know.
Well, it sounds like, you know, maybe she came from a feral colony or something, or, you know, was born wild, or may have been born with people and ended up, you know, who knows out there. But for whatever reason, she sounds like she's comfortable with people. And it may be because she, you know, got trapped in neuter release, you know, when she was young, and it was a positive experience for her and bonding with him. But for whatever reason, she likes and trusts you. But with that ear tick and the fact that she was probably, you know, at least a very least a stray and maybe from a feral colony or something, when you bring them in, their first concern is, how do I get out of here? They don't
want,
and so if the doors are closed and she can't go back out, it would make sense to me that she might be saying, I don't know how I could get out if I need to.
Yeah.
So that's probably what's.
She'll go to the door and meow, and then I'll just distract her. Then she'll go down the hall and meow.
Yeah, that's what it is. She's just saying, I need a way out of here. I don't want to be cut shut in the house. You know, and if she had to be moved inside, you certainly could. Sounds like she gets along with your other cat okay.
They actually play.
Which is unusual, because they're both females?
Yes, but it's taken a long time. I mean, it's taken a year, because she never came in the house, but the other cat, Leo, I called about him several months ago. Leo would come in, no problem, and he never meowed. So after Leo was gone, I started to incorporate her inside the house.
Yeah, yeah. But I would say that, she's probably sounds like she's pretty happy with the setup she's got going now and might come in to visit and see your other kitty, but then she wants right back out. So
she wants out. Mm-hmm. She wants to eat outside.
So I'm a great fan. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Okay, well, I was just worried that maybe that she was, because it's a wildlife out there. There's dogs that run around sometimes.
The other thing that you could do, you could call us next in August, the third Sunday, when Natasha is here.
Okay.
Because she's our intuitive, communicator, and we could have her tune in to Lucy and find out what's going on, and on a higher level, what she might like.
Okay, that's a great
idea.
Now,
would you like Linda to do a little session with you?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
All right, so I'm going to, before we run out of time here in the top of the hour, Linda, you are in charge. Monica is all yours.
Hi, Monica. I'm going to ask
Linda.
You, greetings. I'm going to ask you just to think about a beautiful blue sky. Probably not very hard to do. Just keep focusing on that blue sky.
Okay.
And then set that aside and think about the number one thing in your life that you would most like to heal, improve, or resolve. Just let yourself notice whatever comes to mind and just focus on that. You've got something?
I think so.
Okay, so focusing on that. And then I'm going to have you set that thing aside and focus on the feeling of being cynical.
Wow.
And then we're going to replace that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to replace, excuse me. And for everybody listening, I just want them to know that what we're doing right now is we're opening some doors. And so we're making a little journey. So we're going to replace that with the feeling of shame. So now you're going to replace cynical with the feeling of shame.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to replace shame.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to replace shame with the feeling of conscientious.
Mm-hmm.
Conscientious and the number four. You're just focused on those two things. Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right. So rolling your closed eyes up and to the right. And then taking a deep breath into the abdomen and holding that breath in as long as you comfortably can.
All right, Monica, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead, taking in a deep breath, and you're holding it as long as you comfortably can. Release it when you need to and replace that breath, thinking conscientious four. Conscientious four. Conscientious four.
Perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally. And with your eyes open, you're just going to tip your head forward, look down toward the ground, and then let your head come up, just relaxed and comfortable. And then bring that number one thing back into your thoughts.
Right.
And that is complete.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's see. And then I'm going to have your affirmation that be, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of conscientious. And when you think that, just notice how you feel. I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of conscientious.
Mm-hmm. And that affirmation, Monica, should use as often as possible for the next 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
To keep the energy going, right?
Right.
All righty, Monica.
Go. I'll do that. Thank you.
So get you tuned up and Lucy. You know, you could start talking to Lucy, imagine it in your mind and tell her you'd love for her to move into the house and be with you and your other kitty and that you'll let her out whenever she needs to go. And, we also could look at the Jackson Galaxy, holistic solution or flower essences. And there may be something there that might be helpful. You could put in her water or food. But I'd say, let's see how the tune-up goes and all the work that, Dr. Nils did. And then the second Sunday of next month, you can call in. We can tune her up again. And the third Sunday of next month, we can check with Natasha and see what else we can find out, you know, intuitively. Sound good?
Sure.
All righty.
Great.
Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Diane, hold on. Sue, hold on. We'll start with your calls right after we love train. And that's it's time for love training. One more time. Get up, get our energy and juices flowing and spread love all over the country, all over the world, all to the warring areas and to all the disagreements and divisiveness here at home. So let's spread it all around. And I dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on, join us on the love train. We'll cruise by and pick you up. And I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.